Your slaves always request for dua. Your slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to this wonderful silsila, Spiritual Cures. And for those who are always joining us, welcome to you as well. Those who perhaps for the first time, this silsila, this program or series that we are conducting is all about those who are the grief-stricken ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they are facing different kinds of problems, difficulties, calamities, and this silsila is specifically for those kind of people. Perhaps you, wherever you are in the world, may be experiencing different kinds of issues and problems, whether physical or spiritual ailments or illnesses, or perhaps you may know somebody who is going through those tough times. And the discussion today will be on various issues with some practical solutions, some wada'if, some incantations, invocations. We are going to take callers as well. Before we actually go into the different topics and different problems and their solutions, please do make good intentions. As the beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay, make those good intentions today. Make them now, in fact, that I'm watching, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani Channel for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That what I learn, I will try to implement in my life. I will try to share this with others, teach others as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits, blessings, bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Paak, salawat, or salutations upon the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved Master, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is mentioned in a very beautiful narration that the person who recites Durood-e Paak or Salawat 1,000 times every day upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not die until he sees his place in Jannah, in paradise. Allahu Akbar. Now ask ourselves the question, do I also want to be included in amongst those privileged people, those fortunate ones? What do I have to do? Instead of engaging in unnecessary conversations and useless activities, whether with friends or on social media platforms, make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Send Durood-e Paak and salawat. These things will help attain contentment of heart, peace of mind, and we will be earning rewards in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Let us recite Durood-e Paak and salawat together. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, many, many people around the globe are suffering from different problems. And one of them is regarded as mental or psychological problems. And this comes with tension, with anxiety, with worry, with pressure, with stress. And amongst them, the main factor is depression, or all those things can lead towards depression. These kind of negativities, this mental strain on the mind leads towards depression. Allahu Akbar. And depression is such a bad thing, whether the person has a normal depression or acute depression as well. So I'm going to focus a little on this. If you are depressed, or you know somebody, a family member, a friend who is depressed, perhaps these Madani pearls of advices, first for myself and then for you, it will be beneficial and practical as well, inshallah ta'ala. Remember that what is due to you, it will not pass you. What is due to you, according to what Allah Azza wa Jal has written for you, nobody can snatch that away from you. So there's no cause of becoming depressed if we look at the bigger picture. And yes, we must put our efforts in. We must put that koshish and mehnat and all those efforts with good intentions. And what is due to you, remember, it will reach you. Always place yaqeen and reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jal and the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. If only we learn to understand that behind every single decision of Allah Azza wa Jal, there's only goodness and only hikmah. There's only wisdom in it. Even though we, with our limited thinking and intellect, although we can't comprehend, we can't fully understand or fully be aware of those wisdoms and the best decisions of Allah Azza wa Jal. But indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal is most merciful. We all know this, yeah. And He wants the best for His creation, especially those who are the ummatis and followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another scenario, some people, they may ask that, you know, or they will feel, istikhara was showing positive, then why did my marriage break down? And this also is for couples out there. For those who are newly married or who are married for a long time and have children, this message is for you as well. That the person may feel istikhara was showing positive on both sides. However, why did the marriage break down? Remember, istikhara, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Dawud Islami offers this service as well. This free service via the department called Ta'weezati At-Tariya or Majlis Maktubat Ta'weezati At-Tariya. If you don't have a stall of Ta'weezati At-Tariya near you, then for your convenience, Dawud Islami has this facility online via dawudislami.net. You click in on, you enter into this website and you will see there Ruhani Ilaj. You click on that and you will fill out those online forms, submit it, whether for istikhara or if you need treatments or ta'awizat or you need incantations, invocations and wazifas, and inshallah azza wa jal, they will arrange this for you. Now istikhara is for the moment. It is not something which is ilmul ghaib. It is not knowledge of the future, knowledge of the hidden and the unseen. It is for that moment. It's not a guarantee that your marriage will be problem free. Which marriage doesn't have misunderstandings? Where sometimes there's arguments, there's quarrels as well. It's part of life. We need to learn to live with each other. Doesn't mean that automatically we are going to have the exact same likes or dislikes. We have likes and dislikes which are contrary to each other, the spouses. We have to learn to live with each other. So istikhara, maybe it showed positive for this person and then you got married. Then there's issues in the marriage. Perhaps it breaks down. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our marriages, protect our relationships with our spouses, with our parents, our children, and with our society, in our society as well. Nevertheless, perhaps istikhara was showing positive to marry that person, and this was better than marrying somebody else. Because if you married another person, then there were more issues or more problems, worse problems that we would have faced, that could have detrimental effects, very negative effects in our life. And we can't blame taqdeer, destiny and fate as well, for our failures or our wrong choices. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have some calls. So let us go towards the calls and see what the Islamic brothers, what issues are there, and try to provide some kind of solutions. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
جمشید اکرم، پیٹر نرسبرگ کا ساؤتھ افریقہ سے عرض کر رہا ہوں کہ میرے سر میں اور پورے جسم میں بہت درد رہتا ہے، پلیز اس کا کوئی کہانی علاج بتائیں۔
مائی بزنس از ناٹ رائٹ، پلیز گیو می وظیفہ، آئی ایم ناٹ ہیپی، پلیز۔
آلرائٹ مائی ڈیئر ویورز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدنی چینل، یو ہیو ہرڈ ٹو کالرز اینڈ ون دا اسلامک بردر واز ریکویسٹنگ اے وظیفہ فار ہیڈ ایکس۔ ناؤ الحمد للہ عز و جل، ایز آئی مینشنڈ ارلیئر، Dawood Islami has Ta'wizat-e Attariya, the basta or the stalls where Islamic brothers who are trained and have ijaza, have permission to administer ta'wizat or to write wada'if and incantations for different kinds of problems and issues with the physical or spiritual. I would advise you, Akram bhai, please do visit one of our Ta'wizat-e Attariya stalls. And there is a special ta'weez specifically for headaches. And the zimmedar, the responsible brother of the department, will explain to you how to weigh it, inshallah ta'ala. Alternatively, if you don't have any zimmedar, any representative of this department in your locality, in your area, then online, as I mentioned before, via dawoodislami.net, you can fill out the online form and submit it, inshallah azza wa jal, they will try their best to arrange that treatment for you. However, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, there's a very beautiful narration with a wazifa as well, and I would like you to listen to it carefully. That the Caesar of Rome, you know, in them days, Rome, the king was called the Caesar. So the Caesar of Rome, he writes a letter to Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers, the second Khalifa of Islam, the second successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And in this letter he says, I suffer from continuous headaches. If you have any medication, any medicine for this, then please send it to me. Allahu Akbar. He's asking the commander of the believers, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What does Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu reply? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu sends him a hat, topi, fez. Sends him a hat, and whenever the Caesar of Rome, he would wear this hat, then his headache would disappear. Allahu Akbar. When he would remove the hat from his head, the headache would reappear. The headache would reappear. When he would put it back, it would be gone. He was amazed. And eventually, he opened up the hat to see what was inside. What was so special about this? Do you know what? He found a piece of paper, almost like a ta'weeth. He finds a piece of paper, and on it is written, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The tasmiyah is written on it. Perhaps we can try this as well. But as I mentioned, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the stall of Ta'wizat al-Tariya and the representatives have a special ta'weez for headaches. Please contact them or fill the online form, submit it, and they will arrange that for you. For those who have migraines, who suffer from migraines, and migraines now are severe headaches, and they're always affecting a person, and it's very painful, please do refer to Madani Panj Surah. This is a book which is authored by Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas al-Tar Qadri Dam Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, who is the founder of Dawood Islami. And I tell you, every Muslim home must have this book. If you don't have a Maktabatul Madina, this department which is the bookshop and the publications department of Dawood Islami, if you don't have a Maktabatul Madina, a bookshop near you, then again, for your convenience, online via dawoodislami.net, you click on the books option. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, our department, Majlis-e-Tarajim, the translation department, has translated the books and booklets of Amir Ahl-Sunnah Dam Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah in more than 30 different languages. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, MashaAllah. And in the book section, you choose what language you want. You type in Madani Panj Surah or Madani Treasure of Blessings, and you can download this book for free. And you will see for yourself, it contains so many beautiful Madani pearls, so many important Madani pearls for different issues. If a person has a headache or migraine or suffers from nightmares, etc. And you will see the wadaif, the incantations that you can recite as well for protection of iman and so much more. Please do obtain this book, and you will find in there, in the contents or the table of contents regarding migraines, there's many wadaif. And whatever is easy for you, you can practice upon that, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, our brother Waqar Hassan Bhai, all the way from Pietermaritzburg, South Africa, mashallah Azza wa Jal, he has mentioned that there's no barakah, there's no blessings in the business. The business is going down. Waqar Bhai, may Allah Azza wa Jal remove this problem, this difficulty of yours, and grant you a lot of barakah, a lot of blessings in your business, in your rizq, your sustenance, your income, in your family as well, in your home, inshallah ta'ala. Remember, this is general. Every Muslim out there who is earning an income, we must ensure that that income is not polluted by haram things, because that will sort of steal the barakah and blessings of our income, our rizq. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us against indulging in anything haram, big or small. Waqar Bhai, there's a very beautiful, a very simple, sweet and short wazifa that can be recited. You can find this online as well. And After every salah, now just pause here. Salah is so important for us. We know it's compulsory. Are we performing salah correctly? Are we making that wudu, which is necessary, one of the preconditions of tahara, of the salah itself? Are we performing the wudu correctly? Are we performing our salah correctly? Are we reciting the glorious Quran, the qira'ah, in salah correctly? Things to ask ourselves. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami has the facilities called Madrasatul Madina for kids, for grown-ups as well, Islamic brothers, Islamic sisters, separately, where the glorious Quran, its pronunciations, makharij, tajweed is taught. And I will advise you out there, enroll in this. It's only beneficial for us. Coming back, for others as well who have this problem, they have businesses, they have jobs, but they're not seeing that barakah, the blessings in the income. After every salah, recite 100 times. How many times? 100 times after every salah. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. This must be recited 100 times after each salah, and then make dua. Make dua that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, put barakah, put blessings in my rizq, in my income. May Allah grant you a lot of barakah and blessings in your rizq. Ameen. Alright, another very important point that our honorable scholars of Islam, they mention regarding barakah in rizq, regarding blessings in one's sustenance as well. And I want you to listen very carefully. It's very important. Always make dua for your parents. Always make dua for your parents. Now what has, you may be asking, what has this to do with barakah and blessings in my income? Alright, listen carefully. Whether your parents are alive or they have passed away, continuously make dua for them. Don't be negligent in this regard. Those who are experiencing issues in their sustenance, they must make it their duty to make dua continuously for their parents. The summary of a blessed hadith states that a person who is negligent and neglects making dua for his parents, does not make dua for his parents, then his sustenance, his rizq is shortened. Allahu Akbar. Did you hear that? A person who does not make dua for his parents, his income, his rizq, his sustenance is shortened. That barakah, the blessings, he will not see in his income. This is one of the reasons that a person experiences less or no barakah and blessings in his income. So always remember them in your du'as. By the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will place barakah and blessings in your rizq. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us obedient to our parents. May Allah Azza wa Jal make our children obedient to us. And for those believers out there whose parents have passed away, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive them. Save them from the azab and the punishments of the grave and the hereafter. And grant them entry without accountability into Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we were discussing about depression and people who suffer from depression, what can they do? We have given some practical points, Madani pearls as well, that keep your reliance on Allah Azza wa Jal. And we mentioned in our last point that we can't blame taqdeer, destiny, fate, predestination, because of our failures, because of the wrong choices that we made. If a person fails after having tried their best and put in the utmost effort, there's no need actually to resort to alcohol, drugs, or even contemplate suicide. Allahu Akbar. Allah protect us against these evils. Because Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, as Muslims, as believers, we have ways of dealing with problems like depression, like stress and tension, and all these negativities. Unlike some people, what do they do? When nothing is working out and they fail, immediately they turn to the bottle, to alcoholism. And what happens? Does that solve their problem? It makes things worse. It not just affects them physically, but many a times relationships are broken. They say things, they do things that later they regret in the drunken state. Or they take drugs. Allahu Akbar. This evil, this filth, it is a filth. And if we are injecting those impurities into our body, if we are drinking that impurity and it's flowing in our veins, do you think that we are solving the problem? We are making the problem worse. May Allah protect us. Many students out there, they end up becoming depressed because when they fail in their studies, whether it's in school or in college, in university or other areas. Some students, they work extremely hard, but they don't pass. And because of this failure, they sink into depression. That now they feel, you know, who cares? I don't care anymore. I tried my best. What's the use? And they start taking drugs. They start injecting all those sinful and impure things into their bodies. Allahu Akbar. Because they failed. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, failure is not an end. If you are alive, if you are breathing, if you are healthy, you have ability, capabilities that Allah Azza wa Jal has given you, your mind is intact, you're not insane, then failure is not the end. If you put in your best but you didn't succeed, then there's no need to destroy your life with alcoholism, with drugs, and thinking about suicide. Allahu Akbar. And this is in the rise in many parts of the world. We need to change that depression or tension or stress or pressure or anxiety and worry into something positive. That I need to learn, I need to take a lesson from this failure. Yes, I failed. I tried my best. And we must try our best. I failed, I didn't make it, but next time, inshallah azza wa jal, by the will of Allah azza wa jal, and with the efforts that I put in sincerely, with good intentions, I will do better. I will try better. You're still alive. You still have a chance to try better. Look at that as a stepping stone to improve yourself, so that we don't repeat those in the future, all those negatives in our life or the wrongs that we have done. The glorious Quran has mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 216. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And it is possible that you hate a thing which is better for you, and it is possible that you like a thing which is bad for you, and Allah knows and you do not know. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we need to train our minds that no matter what the condition is, all praises are due to Allah Azza wa Jal, no matter what our condition. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah has advised us that if somebody asks you, how are you? We should say, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. That all praises are for Allah, no matter what my condition, no matter what my state and condition is and situation. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. We will gain some kind of peace of mind, really, that Allah Azza wa Jal is aware of my circumstance. Allah Azza wa Jal is aware of my condition, the issues, the problems that I have. Therefore, all praises are for Allah Azza wa Jal, no matter what my position and my circumstance is. Ulama Ikram have told us, no matter what it is, never ever leave salah. I mentioned this earlier as well. Engage in abundant dhikrullah. Make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal a part of our habit, a part of our routine as well. And not forgetting salawat. Salawat, durood e paak, salutations upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Listen to this. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a famous sahabi, in the era or khilafah of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made him the imam of the Taraweeh Salah. He was also one of the Katibay Wahi, one of the scribes who used to write down the glorious Quran when it was revealed, when the Wahi and revelation would descend. He's the narrator, and in the summary of the narration, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will spend all of my free time, my spare time, in only sending salawat and durood-e paak on you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reply? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if you do this, then your worries will be removed and your sins will be forgiven. Allahu Akbar. And this worries that we have, this anxiety, that depression and stress and tension, one of the ways, yes, our ibadat, which is compulsory, like salah, that's in order, we can't miss that. And one of the ways over and above that is send abundant amounts of salawat and durood paak upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will remove our worries, that depression, and will give us that sukoon that we desire. Each person wants happiness. Each person desires happiness and contentment of the heart, peace of mind as well. This is what people want. Take a walk. So cheap it is. It won't cost us anything. And whilst walking for a minimum of 45 minutes every day, recite the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Recite durood e pak and salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So spiritually we are benefiting, and physically as well we are benefiting, and we are de-stressing as well. Because all these things, the worries, the tensions, the stress, all of this, it adds to the depression. And exercising, while exercising, make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and recite salawat and durood e pak. So we will be de-stressing and removing those tensions and depression from our life as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, ulama ikram have mentioned another very beautiful remedy against depression and negative thinking, negative thoughts as well, is to be in the company of sincere, good, upright Muslims, and gatherings where the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is taking place, the gatherings where the dhikr of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taking place, where the dhikr and the mentioning and the remembrance of the awliya Allah are taking place as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, good news for you, that Dawat-e-Islami has these very facilities, these very gatherings called the weekly Sunnah Inspired Ijtimaa, separately for Islamic brothers and for Islamic sisters as well. And in your area, in your locality, try to find one near you. If you can't, Madani channel is there to keep you occupied. You can join the weekly Sunnah Inspired Ijtimaa that happens live on Madani channel, and all the other silsilas, the other programs as well, especially the Madani Mudhakara. Madani Mudhakara is where His Eminence, Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Dawan Barakatuhumul Aliyah himself, gives us Madani pearls on diverse topics, issues as well, many wada'if, incantations regarding different kinds of problems and issues that we have. So be in good company. Please associate yourself, join this beautiful Madani movement of Dawat-e-Islami, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will see positive results in your life. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, if we have calls, can we perhaps play those calls? Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, amazing silsila on Madini channel. I am calling from South Africa, Durban, and my name is Abu Ghalib. I basically wanted to know that what dua is recited when a person sneezes, as well as what dua is recited when he hears another Muslim sneezing. So the dua to be recited during sneezing or after sneezing, as well as to hear another Muslim sneezing.
Every day when I wake up in the morning, I'm finding it very difficult. You know, I always have some difficulties every day, every morning. You know, my body is heavy. So can you please give me a wazifa to read, to make it easy for me?
Sure, is very informative and I enjoyed very much. The question I would like to ask is, what wazifa do you read for protection against dogs?
Against dogs, yes. Alright, to our Hafiz Jafar, that was mentioned earlier, or he had mentioned regarding when he wakes up and there's difficulty, there's the body is heavy, these kind of things. Hafizam, I will advise you that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami has the facility of istikhara. This is the first thing that we should do, to diagnose whether it is a medical problem or it is a spiritual problem. So please do contact your nearest Ta'wizat al-Tariya stall and the representatives, request them to do the istikhara. Explain to them briefly that these are my problems that I'm facing. They will do the istikhara and they will present you with the results of that, and they can also administer the necessary treatments and the wada'if, what you can read, or any other Madani pearls of advices they can give you. The difficulties that we have in life, it is certainly a part of life. And as a believer, as a Muslim, as an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we must not look at difficulties as a burden upon us. Yes, it's difficult to bear in many cases, but a believer, this is the mindset, what I'm trying to say is our mindset must be made that a believer is never at a loss. Even The Summary of Hadith, the Park states that even a thorn that pokes a believer, the pain that the believer feels, Allah Azza wa Jal removes minor sins because of that pain. So it looks like that Muslim, that believer is at a loss, and he is experiencing physical pain. But look at the benefit that the person is getting. It is mentioned in Sunan Abi Dawood that our master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated, if a high status is destined for a person in the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal, but this person, he is unable to reach that status because of his a'mal, his deeds and his actions, then Allah Azza wa Jal makes that person to suffer financially or physically or through his children or because of his children. Allah Azza wa Jal places these kind of difficulties in his life, and Allah Azza wa Jal then blesses this person with sabr, with patience to bear those difficulties that were placed upon him so that he can reach that high status that was destined for him in the divine knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. If you are performing your salah properly, if you are fulfilling each other's huquq, each other's rights, if you are not violating people's rights, you are not hurting or harming people, you are living your life to the best of your ability according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the perfect lifestyle. If you are trying your best to be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you love Allah Azza wa Jal, you love the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you love the Sahaba ikram alaihim ridwan, the Ahlul Bayt and the Awliya Allah, and you are facing difficulties, then always recall this blessed hadith that the person who is destined in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal to have a high status but cannot reach there with his deeds and his actions, and Allah Azza wa Jal sends the problem, sends the difficulties and calamities and grants that person patience to bear these, and because of that Allah Azza wa Jal elevates and puts that person on that high state and that high position, that exalted status in his court, subhanallah Azza wa Jal. I will also advise you that on a daily basis, try to recite the following: Ya Nafi'u, Ya Nafi'u, Ya Nafi'u, 20 times every day. With once Salat ala Nabi, once Durood e Paak, before and after, and make dua for whatever problem that you are facing, what you want to achieve, especially. And also don't forget, visit Ta'wizat al-Tariya Islamic Brothers for the istikhara to get done and for the treatments. If you can't find one near you, online via dawoodislami.net, this facility is also available. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, we had a call from a brother from Sufi Nagar, Muhammad Huzaifa. MashaAllah. Lovely name. After the blessed name of Sayyiduna Hudhaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, great Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Muhammad Hudhaifa, you had requested protection against dogs. Now keep in mind something, that we are allowed to keep dogs outside the home as a means of a deterrent for security purposes, and that the saliva of a dog is najis. It is impure. It is napak. So be careful if you have dogs, especially when you're coming home or you're leaving the home, and the dogs, they, you know, they say dogs are man's best friend, and they get used to us and that loyalty is there. So they end up coming near us. Just ensure that the saliva of the dog from the mouth, the tongue, doesn't touch our bodies or our clothing, because those areas will then become impure, najis, and napak as well. And obviously we will have to make it pure by washing it properly. Alright. Now, you know, on this topic, just I'm recalling that when a dog barks and a dog is near you, we get afraid. And the scholars mention that we are afraid of these kind of things. So when you see a dog, especially if a dog is out of the fence and is not leashed, we get so afraid, terrified. What about the realities of the qabr, of the grave? Do we even think about that? Some people don't like to hear it. They say we are alive. So talk about life. Yes, you are alive in this dunya, in this world, only and only to prepare for the grave and the hereafter. One shot, one chance. You only live once. And this once, this life is gone, then it's over. And then it's too late. People will regret. People will even say that, send us back into the world so that we could do good deeds. We can live according to the sunnah. We can give charity. We can read our salah. But then it's too late. May Allah Azza wa Jalla remove those veils from our eyes and our hearts and our minds as well. Mufti Muhammad Naeemuddin Muradabadi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has stated, it is mentioned in Tafsir Sa'labi that whoever keeps the following words with him by writing it down, I will mention in a few moments, but write these down on a piece of paper and keep it with you. That person will remain safe, will stay safe from the evil of dogs, from the harm of dogs. I'm sure you must be waiting to hear what that is. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The part of the verse of the glorious Quran, وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ. This you can find it, it's part of the glorious Quran as well. It must be written down and keep it on you as a ta'weez. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, that person will remain safe from the harms of a dog. Furthermore, it is mentioned, if a dog is running towards you to attack you, what do we do? This very same Quranic words we must recite. So try to memorize it and check that our pronunciations are in order. Because when it comes to Arabic, when it comes to the glorious Quran, we have to be extra careful. The makharij and tajweed, the pronunciations of each letter and the rules that apply when we recite the glorious Quran. Again, Dawud Islami has these facilities. Take advantage of it. Even online, Madrasatul Madina, yes, online is available as well for your convenience. Enroll now. Doesn't matter what your age is, from the cradle to the grave. What your age is, it doesn't matter. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in our Madrasatul Madina, we sometimes get elders and seniors who are in the 80s, 90s even, without exaggeration. They have that enthusiasm to learn. They're not shy to learn. They're not afraid to learn. Because very soon the angel of death will arrive and then it's too late. So enroll now in a Madrasatul Madina near you. Separate classes are there for kids. Separate classes for grown-ups, Islamic brothers, and separately for Islamic sisters as well. And take advantage of this. So if a dog is running towards you and you recite this, وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ, inshallah Azza wa Jal, it will not be able to harm you in any way. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Our respected Abu Ghalib, mashallah, very beautiful question regarding sneezing. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, our deen is so beautiful, so perfect. It covers every aspect of our life, practically, where it doesn't matter who you are or what your status is in society, you can practice upon this. And what's better than that is, we don't just get physical benefits, but spiritual benefits as well, if we do it with the right intentions. Sneezing, you know, they say is one of the many wonders of the human body. And when something irritates our nostrils, inside our nose, such as dust or pollen, these tiny nerve endings, they send a message to the brain, which sends a message to other parts of the body, which allow for that sneezing. And when we are sneezing, our deen teaches us to cover our mouth, our nose area. Why? Because according to the researchers, what comes out is approximately 2,000 to 5,000 bacteria-filled droplets. That's correct. 2 to 5,000 bacteria that is found in the droplets when we sneeze. And therefore our deen teaches us, cover your mouth, cover your nose as well. If you've got a hanky or some toilet paper or some tissue, and you can feel the urge to sneeze, quickly put it over there. If you don't have anything, then researchers say, put your hand towards your sides and then sneeze, because that can affect other people or yourself as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that Allah azza wa jal loves the sneeze of a person and does not like the yawning of a person. Yawning, we know, it shows like laziness, or perhaps according to the researchers, not enough oxygen is reaching the brain, etc. Nevertheless, Allah azza wa jal loves the sneeze of a person and not the yawning, the yawn of a person. We should try our best to suppress our yawn as much as we can. Anyways, when you sneeze, what should you say? Very simple. Alhamdulillah. All praises are for Allah Azza wa Jal. Amir Ahl Sunnah Tam Barakatum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, and Ulama Ikram have advised us, go a step further and say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ala Kulli Hal. So as soon as you finish sneeze, either you can say Alhamdulillah, or Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, or best, Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen ala kulli hal. Now, our respected and honorable Abu Ghalib mentioned, if you hear another Muslim sneeze and they say Alhamdulillah, what should you reply? Now yes, if that Muslim sneezed and said Alhamdulillah, now it is wajib, it is compulsory for you, if you heard it, to reply. But if they didn't say anything, they sneezed and didn't say Alhamdulillah or anything else, now it's not necessary for you to reply to anything, because that Muslim didn't say anything. But if you heard them say Alhamdulillah, or Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, or Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen ala kulli hal, you should say Yarhamukallah. What should you say? Yarhamukallah. May Allah have mercy on you. Now if there is a mahram Islamic sister that sneezed and said Alhamdulillah, somebody like your mother or your daughter or your sister, etc., then you should say Yarhamukillah, because the pronoun here, ka for masculine and ki for feminine. Very simple. Yarhamukallah, masculine. Yarhamukillah, for feminine. And the person who sneezed, if they heard the one who replied to their Alhamdulillah, they should then say, Yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us and you. Or say, Yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu balakum. May Allah Azza wa Jal guide you and improve your condition. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. You can find these Madani pearls and what to recite in the very beautiful booklet of Amir Ahl Sunnah Tamil Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, called 101 Madani Pearls, available from Maktabatul Madina as well as online. You can download for free. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to remember this, to apply it in our lives for His pleasure and the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the way.
brief, helpless, Ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah.